Hi, I'm Jeff Davis, host of DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. DW60 is your weekly Disney news show packed with Disney information, weather, and, of course, music. As always, I'll be digging deep into the Disney music library from the parks, resorts, and downtown Disney. You can follow the show on Twitter at DW_60 and also the fan page on Facebook. Got a request? No problem. Send in a request to hear your favorite Disney song via Twitter, Facebook, and by email to dw60@srsounds.com. You can also catch the encore presentation of the show every Thursday night at 7 p.m., all times Eastern.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
Check out the sound.
Get like this.
Love the music.
Great music.
All the time.
All the time.
Sis. Everybody say.
Sorcerer Radio. srsounds.com.
You're listening to a Weebie Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
For good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Welcome to the program. It's episode 8 of DW60's Press Row podcast. Jeff Davis here with you. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you may be listening. We've got a lot to cover as we recap the headlines that you heard during Press Row on DW60 over on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com this past week. Now, this time around, we're going to cover some overnight rehearsals that are going to be going on at the Magic Kingdom as they get ready for the holidays. Some more details about Toy Story Land. Of course, we know that's opening in 2018. This was really interesting to see. I didn't think this was actually going to happen, this part right here. Epcot's Innoventions actually is getting a new attraction. And I didn't think that was going to happen simply because I figured, because of this big update that Future World and Epcot was going to get, no new attractions would go into it. But I guess I was wrong. Disney decided to put something in there, even though it is kind of like an empty warehouse right now. Also, Paddlefish over at Disney Springs is going to be hosting a second rooftop dinner. Sounds very, very yummy. The 25 Days of Christmas, a lot of people know about this, that happens over on Freeform, which of course used to be ABC Family. Well, no longer is it just going to be on one channel. 25 Days of Christmas is going to cover all Disney Network channels. We're talking ABC and a whole lot more. We'll talk about that. Also, the number of alligators that are being taken out of the Walt Disney World Resort area has increased this year. Also, annual pass holders are going to get a perk over at the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. And finally, Mickey is getting ready to celebrate his birthday. With a few details, we'll let you know about that as well. So like I said, lots to cover. Let's get to the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for those headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Weebie Geeks Network. Lots to talk about this time around since we went a week without really any big headlines coming out of Walt Disney World. Just wasn't there. So we did some rumors and stuff last week, but this week we got plenty to talk about. Now, if you're going to be staying there at the Walt Disney World Resort around the Seven Seas Lagoon, right there by the Magic Kingdom, you might hear a little bit of commotion coming up very, very soon, like tonight, for instance, now through November the 9th, over at Walt Disney World, they're getting ready for the holiday entertainment. So while the park is closed, you guys might hear some pyrotechnics. You might hear some music. You might hear people talking or doing whatever. There's going to be a lot going on, but I do have a quick schedule for you guys to let you know when stuff is going to happen. Now, tonight, Cinderella Castle, the four-court stage, is going to have some rehearsals going on that include some pyro on November 2nd and 3rd, also just regular show rehearsals, so you're going to hear music and stuff like that. Now, happening on the 3rd through the 7th, the Tomorrowland stage is going to have a rehearsal on November 5th through the 6th. Some overnight filming is going to be going on. Then we have November 6th and the 7th. The Frontierland area is going to have some audio checks going on. November 7th and 8th, Cinderella Castle will once again have show rehearsal and also the Christmas parade rehearsal as well. And then November 8th and the 9th, Cinderella Castle stage show rehearsal once again. You've got voice play and club tinsel rehearsal. So if you're sleeping and you hear all this fireworks going, no, you're not really missing anything. It's just because they're getting ready for the holiday season, and they're getting ready to do Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, doing stuff for the Christmas special that plays on Christmas Day, all that stuff. So a lot of moving pieces going on over at the Magic Kingdom while you're staying November 2nd through the 9th. Well, as the summer 2018 opening of Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios approaches, more details about the new area continue to be announced. Now, this week, Disney Parks blog revealed that Woody's Lunchbox will be a new walk-up quick service window in the new land. The menu itself has not been released as of yet, but the location will serve meals and old-fashioned soda floats. So I'm guessing probably hamburgers, hot dogs, stuff like that. You know, the norm when it comes to quick service. Maybe I'm wrong, who knows, but all of Toy Story Land presents its stories to guests shrunk down to the size of Andy's toys in his backyard. You guys know all about that. In connection with this announcement, Disney also announced that Minnie Baby Belle, the creamery and red waxed wrapped cheese, has been named the official snack cheese of Walt Disney World in Florida, the Disneyland Resort in California, and Disney Cruise Line as well. Minnie Baby Belle will be prominently featured at Woody's Lunchbox. So that's all going to be happening summertime for Toy Story Land over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Well, a few months ago, Disney announced that this year's Epcot International Festival of the Arts will return in 2018. This week, Disney announced a few more details going on from January 12th to February the 19th, 2018. Epcot will celebrate the performing, visual, and culinary arts with festivities every day and with Disney on Broadway performances on Disney weekends. That's going to be Fridays through Mondays. Now, with the festival scheduled for 39 days this year, seminars and workshops will be offered from Disney, local and nationally renowned artists on subjects from animation to photography to topiary making, among others. Guests can book now priority seats at a Disney on Broadway inspired concert on select dates from January the 12th through February the 19th. Now, concerts will be scheduled at the American Gardens Theater at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. Now, for more information, visit the Artful Epcot page of DisneyWorld.com. Dining reservations and other information are also available by calling 407-WDW-DINE. For the first time in a long time, Epcot's Interventions will welcome a new attraction. And it seems old-fashioned Epcot-style Disney entertainment at that. In November, the Spectacular Lab interactive show will debut. That's Spectaculab, I'm sorry. It's going to debut. Guests will join a group of real scientists and their tech-savvy intern for several experiments demonstrating scientific principles like barometric pressure, ultrasonics, acceleration, and force. Now, the attraction is sponsored by Murata, a global designer, manufacturer, and supplier of electronic components, and is presented in collaboration with the Science from Scientists, a nonprofit organization that aims to improve STEM literacy at schools. It's interesting. We haven't seen anything really new come at Interventions in a while. It's been like
an empty warehouse, just a building that just did all of these different sponsors. You know, they got done with their contract with Disney and they just left. They didn't do anything else after that. So you had all these exhibits just closed down. And now it was just an area to cool off a little bit, walk through if you could. And you were done with it. So it is nice to see something else coming back to Interventions. Is more going to follow after that? I really don't know, simply because I think the entire area is going to be going through a transformation to get ready for this brand new Epcot that we're going to have by 2021. Of course, Disney has not released a lot of that information, unfortunately, so we'll just have to be patiently waiting until they decide to do so. All right, on November the 16th, 2017, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Paddlefish at Disney Springs will host its second rooftop dinner, this time in partnership with a local brewery, Crooked Can Brewing. Guests can receive a Crooked Can Brewing pint glass as a souvenir. Now, you must be 21 to attend. The price is $70 per person, including tax and gratuity and ticket fee. More information and tickets are available on the events page on Eventbrite. The dinner event includes a five-course pairing. You've got the Oyster Trio, steamed clams, all kinds of different things. You've got, shrimp. You've got pork. You've got spiced apple bread pudding, all kinds of different things. I mean, there's just a lot going on with this. So if you want to check it out, go to the Eventbrite page and you can check all that. All right. Paddlefish also will be serving up a traditional southern turkey on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November the 23rd. Herb roasted turkey breast, cornbread stuffing, brown buttered mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pan gravy are on the menu. Priced, not bad at all. $34 for adults and $17 for children. More information and reservations are available on the paddlefishrestaurant.com website. More headlines coming up next.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Trader Sam's Coffee is the original artisanal roaster of Disney-inspired coffees. Our coffees are naturally flavored, gluten-free, and never contain artificial flavoring. Trader Sam's Coffee offers an adventure in every bag. Start your adventure at TraderSamsCoffee.com. For Sorcerer Radio listeners, we are offering 20% off your first purchase. Just use code SR20 at TraderSamsCoffee.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Time for part two of Press Row as we continue to look at the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts. Now, for the first time, Freeform, the network previously known as ABC Family, will not be the only channel hosting the much-anticipated 25 days of Christmas programming this year. The Disney ABC Television Group has announced that the holiday specials will expand to air across all of their networks this season due to the popularity of the annual programming. Their networks include Freeform, ABC, Disney Channel, Disney XD, and Disney Junior. Now, Ben Sherwood, president of Disney ABC Television Group, said this in a statement. 25 Days of Christmas is the holiday event our viewers look forward to all year long. This year, there is more for everyone, more original shows, more fun, and more laughter. more opportunities to take part in this beloved holiday tradition. He also said, we hope everyone enjoys the fun as Disney ABC spreads holiday cheer across all of our channels and platforms for audiences everywhere. Now, Freeform will air holiday favorites such as Elf, The Santa Claus, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, along with several original Christmas movies and a few Disney specials, such as The Wonderful World of Disney, Magical Holiday Celebration, and Decorating Disney, Holiday Magic, a holiday special that is set to show viewers how Disney Destinations brings the holidays to life across their parks and resorts. Now, additionally, ABC is set to debut a new reality competition show that will be tied to the holidays, like the Great Christmas Light Fight, where families will be competing to transform their homes into the ultimate festive wonderland, and the Great American Baking Show. Also, so Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Junior will also air holiday specials of their most popular shows and will present a Disney Channel Holiday Celebration telecast from the Disney parks and will debut a new Lion King film titled The Lion Guard, Timon and Pumbaa's Christmas. Now, the countdown to 25 days of Christmas begins on Saturday, November the 18th. I think I've kept that channel on over these years of 25 Days of Christmas at work. When it was ABC Family and then Freeform, I always keep it on that channel because I love all of the holiday programming that they put forth. Also, don't give me a hard time about this, okay? I like to watch the Hallmark Channel, too, during the holidays. I love all those sappy family holiday movies. I can't help it. I love watching them. I absolutely love it. So I'm very excited about this time of year as it does show up. All right. According to News 6 in Orlando, state wildlife records show that state contract wildlife trappers have captured more than twice as many alligators on Walt Disney World property since the June 2016 attack at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa as compared to the 15-month period prior to the attack. The total number of captured alligators has increased from 45 to 95 during those two 15-month intervals. Now, I'm having problems today talking. I don't know what my deal is. All right, but on June 14th, as you know, 2016, two-year-old Lane Thomas Graves passed away when an alligator pulled him into the water from the shores of the Seven Seas Lagoon outside of the Disney Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. This was a very bad thing that had happened. A lot of people were so upset and sending prayers out to that family. Now, there is a maximum number of alligators that can legally be taken out of the water, which is imposed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. But since the June 2016 attack, that number has been increased. A huge reason for the upsurge in captured alligators is the increased allowance by the state allowing Disney to take more gators out of the bodies of water on their property. Now, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has approved Disney for a special permit that allows them to contact state contracted wildlife trappers directly to immediately remove the alligators. A Walt Disney World spokesman said, quote, "In keeping with our strong commitment to safety, we continue to reinforce procedures related to reporting sightings and interactions with wildlife and work closely with Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to remove or relocate certain wildlife from our property in accordance with state regulations." So you have to understand that these animals just get in naturally on their own. Why they gravitate to that area? A lot of Walt Disney World property is swamp. It's Florida swamp, and they love that type of area. They love the lagoons. They love the waterways. There's nothing they can do about it, but at least Disney is on top of it to try and keep everybody safe while they're at the hotels in any of the surrounding areas. These guys have been spotted in the Magic Kingdom, over in Frontierland, and other various parts of property. So they're not just in the Seven Seas Lagoon. They're not just in Bay Lake. They're all over the place. So please be very careful. Stay out of the lakes. Don't go in the lakes. And do not feed these alligators either, because just bad, dangerous. So just don't do it, all right? Stay safe out there if you're headed to Walt Disney World. All right. To celebrate the 35th anniversary of Epcot, Walt Disney World annual pass holders are being given the opportunity to enjoy dedicated seating at the remainder of the Eat to the Beat concert series performances being held at the American Gardens Theater during the 2017 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. From now through November the 13th, annual pass holders can take advantage of this special seating opportunity by visiting the Festival Center to pick up a badge and any of the three same-day performances. Now, it's important to note that the badges are available on a first-come first-serve basis, and they're going to be distributed up to 1 hour prior to the performance or until they have been given out for the day. Badges can be redeemed in the passholder designated line at the American Gardens Theater prior to the show. So get there early is what I would tell you to do. Be prepared to arrive at your designated show at least, I'd say, 15 minutes prior to the start of the show because space is limited. Now, you do have to have a valid Walt Disney World annual pass card and photo ID. They're both required to receive your badge to get in on that. So, good seating, but still, get there early so you get that really good spot that you really, really want. All right. Final story is about old Mickey Mouse. Yeah, he's preparing to celebrate his birthday with Disney Park guests at Walt Disney World and also at Disneyland. Now, November the 18th is when the big day is going to be, so mark your calendars now. Walt Disney World is planning to celebrate by handing out special Happy Birthday Mickey buttons to guests visiting the park that day. While supplies last, of course, commemorative merchandise and Sorcerer Mickey cake will also be available. Now, we talked about merchandise a couple weeks ago when it came to Epcot's 35th. So you can almost guarantee that people are going to be in line for this stuff. And you know there are going to be those people who are going to buy the maximum amount of merchandise that they can just simply to put it on eBay or whatever to sell it at an inflated price to make money. You know this is going to happen. So if you want this merchandise, get there early. Do the sacrifice. Get up early. Get to the Magic Kingdom and get in line. Because if you're 2.5-3 hours back in the line, there's a lot of stuff that's not going to be available. You know this is going to happen, so please plan accordingly if you want the merchandise. Now, also, Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It will also have a special Happy Birthday tune for guests to sing along and dance to. Cosmic Dance Party in Tomorrowland and the Dapper Dans will have a birthday flair in their performances as well. Festive birthday photo props will also be available at all four Walt Disney World theme parks, and everyone who collects their four photos at the park will receive a folder with a sticker to commemorate the occasion. Now, for those of you in California, at the Disneyland Resort, there will be a special celebration cavalcade for Mickey Mouse, including some of his special friends along with the Disneyland band. The cavalcade will begin at It's a Small World, headed towards Sleeping Beauty Castle, where it will pause briefly for a special moment before continuing down Main Street USA. Guests will have lots of opportunities to sing Happy Birthday during the cavalcade, and Happy Birthday Mickey buttons will be handed out to guests on their way into the park as well. In the days leading up to this birthday, Mickey Mouse is hitting the ground running by heading to destinations such as Japan, Chile, Canada, China, England, and the United States. During his travels, Mickey will share snapshots on Disney's Mickey Mouse Facebook and Instagram pages. He will bring some additional magic during his visit to Good Morning America Studios in New York on November the 17th. If you visit Mickey Mouse during his travels, share it on your social media outlets and use the hashtag #HappyBirthdayMickey. Now, if you need to contact me at any time about a news story that you've heard of, a rumor or an attraction or anything else, there's a lot of different ways that you can contact me. You can send an email to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter at @dw_60, or you can send me a message on the DW60 Facebook page. I'm definitely willing to answer any questions that I can or concerns, or if you want my opinion on something, please do not hesitate to ask. Finally, we have now gone 388 days. 388 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. How long will this go? Are we going to reach 500 days? Are we going to reach 600 days? Are we going to reach 800 days? I don't know. But so far, 388 days. And those are your headlines here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Transmission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee apparent.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed it's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Hi, I'm Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse. You're listening to DW60 with Jeff Davis.